T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good afternoon. Glad to have you along with us. 6:06 at 106.3 WORD on 1/21/2021. How about that? 1/21/21. Let's talk a little bit about immigration, because what the new president of the United States is doing is talking about basically amnesty for people who are here illegally. He's talking about stopping construction on the border wall. Will all of these measures, how could they possibly make this country more safe? Joining us right now is Todd Bensman. He's the Senior National Security Fellow for the Center for Immigration Studies and the author of America's Covert Border War. Todd, how are you, sir? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing quite well here in Texas so far.
Yes, sir. You are kind of there in illegal immigration central, aren't you?
Yeah, it would be the super highway right about here.
So tell us, how do these Biden policies, I mean, is he expecting this to be a good thing for America?
Well, it's hard to really come to terms with the thinking behind some of these policies, because what they really do is encourage and pull and draw and lure and solicit the entire world of aspiring migrants. Anybody who was thinking about doing it and was on the fence, no pun intended, will be very emboldened to make the decision to come to the United States just because of all of the benefits that they're going to get and and the lack of. I mean, today the administration eliminated deportations, all deportations over for 100 days. And, you know, that's music to the ears of millions of people. They're going to certainly come as soon as they can. I mean, why wouldn't they? And, you know, what are we going to do? Well, they said what we're going to do. We're not going to detain them. We're going to make the asylum system open to anyone, eligible or ineligible, and they'll come in and disappear. And we should, you know, I expect to have to see a very significant surge and possibly a humanitarian crisis on the border sometime this year, probably after the pandemic-related border closures ease up a little bit.
Yeah. So we've already got that caravan that's coming to the U.S., and we heard that one member of the caravan saying, Joe Biden's given us 100 days. We're heading there. They've got a new president. We've got 100 days to get there. This is not going to end well, is it?
Well, I mean, that's right. The you know, the migrants themselves are telling this story. You know, we're coming because of this president and Democrats in general. We had just about 2 weeks ago what's known as a bonsai charge among Border Patrol across the bridge from El Paso from Juarez to El Paso. 400 Cubans who have been waiting in Mexico under Trump's Wait in Mexico policy, stormed the bridge, overwhelmed the Mexicans on their side of the bridge, and got stopped midway by the American CBP. And while they were waiting there, demanding to be let in, they were chanting, Biden, 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 over and over again. Kind of tells you what the expectation is going to be. And the question is whether the same officers under Biden control are going to put up the barriers the next time or let them through.
We're talking with Todd Bensman, Senior National Security Fellow for the Center for Immigration Studies. We have seen a different type of immigrant over the past several decades, haven't we? It used to be the father and the mother and the children coming to make a better way. But now it's a little more nefarious situation on our borders, isn't it?
Well, you have to remember that it's not Spanish-speaking aliens only.
Right.
There are migrants coming in from countries around the world, and they're bottled up, too, right now in Panama. Thousands behind the border closure in Panama have been come through South America. There'll be many, many thousands of Cubans, Haitians, but Middle Easterners, people from Syria and Pakistan and Iran. I've met them, I've videotaped them, I've interviewed them down there en route. They're coming from terror countries, and that is a fact of life. They're called special interest aliens, and they'll be among the Spanish-speaking migrants, too, of, you know, their hearts and minds. We have no idea. We can't plumb them very easily when everything's broken down and everybody's swarming in, but you know, we have a lot of they're called extracontinental migrants, and they're from all of the places that, you know, we've been committing American troops, you know, Iraq and Somalia.
Sure.
And Syria. Yeah.
So, I'm sitting here and I'm wondering when they get here, and we know that the ACLU and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, I believe it was the Flores Agreement, was that what it was called, where you have to separate children from adults? Are they going to continue this policy and keep them in quote-unquote cages?
Well, no. What they're going to do is the Flores settlement required that the U.S. government release families with children within 21 days. And that has been under assault by the Trump administration trying to regulate it out of existence to very limited success. So it's kind of still there. What will happen is you see a lot of families with children coming across right now.
Right.
You're seeing them push their own children over the border alone. Hundreds and hundreds of children are coming over alone right now because we can't detain them. We're not allowed to detain them. So we place them with their relatives in the interior at government cost. And the parents back in Mexico will just say, we'll join you later. So there are these legal kind of loopholes that are being taken advantage of now. But remember, the Biden administration says that, you know, concentration camps, detention camps are concentration camps, and they're not going to do concentration camps. Very limited detention should be happening under the Biden administration. People will be waved in with some kind of court date and some sort of paper, and kind of disappear into the interior, win, lose, or abandon their ineligible asylum claims.
Right.
That almost all of them will make.
Todd Bensman with the Center for Immigration Studies, what about catch and release? Do you think Biden is going to reenact that?
Yeah. Short answer, yes. Catch and release. Because, I mean, if you're not having, you know, detention anymore, you're not having deportations anymore, which deportations require detention.
Yeah.
You know, you don't need detention anymore. So it's, you know, catch and release will give you a paper with maybe a court date on it or something like that, and maybe a welcome package with some food and money in it. And, you know, you're in. And
all
maybe
the taxpayer
you'll
expense.
Qualify. And maybe you'll qualify for one of the many kinds of amnesties that are coming down the pipe.
Right, you know that's coming. Unbelievable. Todd Bensman, Senior National Security Fellow with the Center for Immigration Studies. A pleasure to talk to you, sir. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. It is 6:15 right here on 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Coming up in just a minute, CNN once again proves why they are fake news. We'll have that for you coming up. Scott is in Greenville. Let's talk to him. Scott, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's on your mind?
I was just wondering, on a scale of 1 to 10, how stupid do you think this dunce, resident dunce in the White House is? I mean, this guy's an idiot.
I believe it goes up to the scene from Spinal Tap where his stupidity goes up to 11.
And the Republican Party does nothing. Nothing.
I know.
Anything it's frustrating. These people are doing.
It's frustrating. That's why we got to have the word primary. We got to primary these people. We got to let McConnell know that his job is in danger if he runs for re-election. We got to let them all know that they are replaceable because they don't think they are right now.
Can we destroy them if they keep rigging elections, though?
What do you mean? Yes, we can. I absolutely believe that we can, Scott. But we have to start doing it at the county level, the city level, the state legislature level. We have to do it on those three levels, and then we can exact change. We got to let those folks in Columbia know this is their chance. We've got a Republican governor, Republican House, Republican Senate in Columbia. And they've got to start making hay while the sun shines.
Let's start rocking.
Start rocking. Pick up that phone and give them a call. Appreciate it, Scott. Thank you. Sean is in Greenville. Sean, good afternoon. You're on the Charlie James Show.
Hey, Charlie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Great. I hope you are. What's on your mind?
I wanted to call in and denounce those riots in Portland. I know a couple of times I've called in.
Hold on,
Sean. You were pretty upset.
I'm going to faint.
Yeah, can you not hear me?
I'm about to faint.
Yeah,
I'm,
I know. Hold on.
All the blood just left my head, Sean.
My maturity level. I'm going to also express my maturity level.
I've got the vapors.
Don't make it right.
Yeah, right.
So if they're going around these far left anti-Biden folk in Portland breaking the law, I think they're wrong.
And they're more than anti-Biden, though, Sean. They're also anti-police.
Yeah,
they're also anti-police.
We all agree. Yeah. Okay. And so I am thankful that Biden didn't incite this riot. And so we can agree with that. So, and for the caller that was just calling in, he seems to think that the election was still rigged. Mm-hmm. Just a point of advice for Republicans.
Right.
Running the story that the election was rigged lost you the two seats in Georgia. It depressed voter turnout. So
I think
that was
more Lynn Wood and some other folks there telling people not to vote.
They were telling people not to vote. Yeah. And when you tell people that their vote didn't count, it didn't get tabulated, there's no incentive for them to go out and vote again. So it's depressing your own turnout. So it's just, it's almost cannibalizing your own party. And like Democrats, and me being one, kind of set back, and we knew it was going to happen once you started running that narrative. We were like, okay, so we need to get the votes up 2% because you just ate 2%. We were behind by 4. We did the math, figured it out. So I just want to encourage you not to say the election was rigged because it's just going to hurt your own party, and you just need to buckle in and go vote.
No, I'm going to give you a C on this call, which is pretty good.
Well, that's okay.
Come on now.
I determine
it's
my
passing.
Value, not you. So
C
that's
is
okay.
passing.
That's okay.
C is passing.
Well, that's your opinion. I give, and also, Charlie, I just want to say I do appreciate you bringing on Mr. Timmons and our House representative on your program. That is informative. So that is good work.
Well, I appreciate that. All right, you're going for a C-plus now,
Sean. Can I ask
Sean?
One more question?
You sure can.
One more question?
Yes.
Did you watch the inauguration?
I did not watch the inauguration, no. I watched not live. Bummer. No, I didn't watch it live. I did not watch it live.
That's okay.
Okay. So
Yeah. So I just wanted to encourage you and your listeners to listen to Amanda Gorman's poem. In my opinion, it represented the ideals of liberalism beautifully. Not these riots in Portland. That doesn't help our cause. And the other thing I want to say is that we have two eyes so that we can see clearly, have depth perception. So, like, conservative values are beautiful. They're great. I appreciate them. Abraham Lincoln, all of that. And that's the right. And the left has justice and equality. That's what the left stands for. And if we're going to
so do the right,
clearly, we need to stop. Yeah. Well, if we're going to see clearly, we have to use both of our eyes. We don't walk around covering one or poking one in the other. So I just really do encourage you and your listeners, let's give America a chance. And that's all I want to say today.
Well, I appreciate you, Sean. Thanks for calling in. Again, I'll give you a C, bordering on a C-plus on that call. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. But now look at what we've got, Sean. I mean, we've got a president out there who is signing executive orders like, I mean, oh my gosh. I mean, he's going to wear out those pins. And they are hurting this country immediately. Now listen to this. I want to get this story before the bottom of the hour. CNN has once again proven that they are fake news. Look at them back there. Look at all the fake news. Look at all the fake news. Fake news over here. They're all fake news. Earlier today, CNN cited a source, someone in the Biden administration, who told them that President Biden inherited no vaccine distribution plan. So the Biden administration had to start from scratch. That's right. That's right. Anna Cabrera knew Joe Biden and his advisors are inheriting no coronavirus vaccine distribution plan to speak of from the Trump administration. Sources tell CNN, there is nothing for us to rework. We're going to have to build everything from scratch, one source said. And they repeated it a lot on Twitter. Unfortunately, they forgot to tell Dr. Fauci their talking points. And he is telling them this is BS. This is absolute BS. Dr. Fauci is contradicting those reports from CNN that you're starting from scratch on the vaccine distribution, saying we certainly are not starting from scratch because there is activity going on in the distribution. Well, then how are so many people getting this vaccine if there is no distribution plan? How is that happening? Now, remember, this is the same people that said there is no way that we're going to have a vaccine coming up at the end of the year. No way. No way whatsoever. Impossible. These are pipe dreams. There's no way he's going to get this delivered. No way he's going to fulfill this promise. But yet he did. We went from zero to vaccine in 11 months. No, I'm sorry. 10 months. Zero to vaccine in 10 months. Because remember, Pfizer and Moderna withheld telling you about these vaccines until after the election in November because they didn't want to make it political, which is exactly why they held it. That's exactly why. President Trump has been on, and you might remember, he talked about the coronavirus during the State of the Union speech, the same speech that Nancy Pelosi tore up because they were trying to impeach the guy. While they were busy with impeachment, the president was working on the coronavirus. They released 1,000 points, 1,000 things that the president did during his 4 years as commander-in-chief. 1,000. That is 3 actions a day. And a great many of those had to do with coronavirus. And if it weren't for his early actions, if it weren't for him calling for a national health emergency, which nobody reported, if it weren't for him stopping all incoming flights from foreign nationals from China, if it weren't for these actions, we would have had a lot more people dead today. Oh, and by the way, speaking of CNN, up until yesterday, at the bottom, I believe it was bottom of the top right of their screen, they always had a coronavirus case count. You remember that? It's like a ticker tape. That's gone. That's gone now. No more of that. So maybe we will see this virus go away very, very soon. And then you'll know it was all political. It's 6:30 right here at 106.3 WORD. This is the Charlie James Show.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, how bizarre. Let's go to Katie on the Ingalls Markets Talk Line. She's on her cell phone. Katie, good evening now. How are you?
Hi, sweetie. Hello. I'm trying to get a cat adopted, so I'm just going to make this real short and sweet.
Okay.
You said I work with a group called Foster Paws, and that's another story.
Yeah.
You said something with the last caller regarding Biden and their inability to tell the truth.
Yeah.
Is there a way that you and Miss Moneypenny can cooperate with sightings and have it on your Facebook page, all these crazy things that they're going to say?
You are asking us to take on another full-time job. If we have to, we will do, I promise you, Katie, we will do the best we can to point out all of the discrepancies, all of the inconsistencies, all of the outright blatant lies of the Biden administration, the same way they did with Trump or tried to do with Trump. But it's going to be a monumental task.
So build a monument.
We will build. I like that attitude, Katie. Thank you very much. Hey, good luck. Good luck with that that cat adoption. We appreciate you calling in. Speaking of Joe Biden, President Biden now, the United, who are they? Now listen to this. The United Association of Union Plumbers and Pipe Fitters, the UA, is not very happy. This is a union who is not very happy with Joe Biden because Joe Biden canceled the Keystone XL pipeline. All right. Who else is not happy? Well, first of all, we've got Canada not happy with us because of this, because it's going to cost them a lot of jobs.
But as friends and allies of the United States, we are deeply disturbed that one of President Biden's first actions in office has been to rescind the presidential permit for the Keystone XL pipeline border crossing. This is a gut punch for the Canadian and Alberta economies. Sadly, it is an insult directed at the United States' most important ally and trading partner on day one of a new administration. Today, as I speak, over 2,000 women and men have lost their jobs or heading home from good-paying union jobs as a result of this decision. My thoughts go to every one of them as they cope with the distressing consequences of today's decision. We'll continue to fight for them and for the 59,000 jobs that this project would create. Let's be clear about what happened today. The leader of our closest ally retroactively vetoed approval for a pipeline that already exists and which is co-owned by a Canadian government, directly attacking by far the largest part of the Canada-U.S. trade relationship, which is our energy industry and exports.
How about that? How about that? So Biden, I mean, look at what he did. This thing was co-owned by the United States and Canada, and he just said, sorry, Canada, good luck with, you know, generating those 50-something thousand jobs that you're going to lose because of this. Sorry, I gotta cater to the woke crowd. I got to make sure that the woke group likes me, the environmentalist. I got to make sure they like me. Well, as I told you, the plumbers union is not very happy with them. This is from a statement from them. The United Association of Union Plumbers and Pipe Fitters issued the following statement today following the news that the Biden-Harris administration plans to rescind the permit and effectively end construction on the Keystone XL pipeline. In revoking this permit, the Biden administration has chosen to listen to the voices of fringe activists instead of union members and the American consumer on day one. Let me be very clear. When built with union labor by the men and women of the United Association, pipelines like Keystone XL remain the safest and most efficient modes of energy transportation in the world. Sadly, the Biden administration has put thousands of union workers out of work. For the average American family, it means energy costs will go up and communities will no longer see the local investments that come with pipeline construction. That was Mark McManus, General President of the United Association. New advancements in technology mean that these pipelines are a low-carbon method of energy transportation and a critical part of delivering affordable energy while achieving our shared climate goals. Keystone XL would not only be constructed entirely by union labor, but it would be the first pipeline fully powered by renewable energy. How about that? He goes on to say that for 8 years, the Obama administration delayed and blocked the decision on Keystone XL. Then the flawed process and mismanagement of the Trump administration led to further delays and inaction over the last 4 years. Well, he got it done. But at least he got it done. And there were jobs created. All of those jobs that Joe Biden, just with a stroke of a pen, here in the United States and in Canada, are now gone. Just gone. So men and women yesterday had to go home with their lunchbox and sit down at the table and tell their families, all right, we gotta tighten up. We gotta tighten up. By the way, interesting, if you go to Battleground UA, which is the official page of the UA pipe trades, on their banner, there they are holding signs that say Biden Harris. How about that? How about that? The Pipe Trades Union on their Twitter page are holding Biden Harris signs. And how did they repay the favor? How did they repay the favor? By stabbing you right in the back, by putting your members out of work. Your members out of work. But yet you're going to keep on voting. Why? There was nobody better for unions, although he was against unions, and I am as well. But there was nobody better for the American worker than Donald Trump. Nobody. 359,000 UA members. Well, 358,000 now. Immediately. And that's going to go down dramatically because they're not going to be able to pay their union dues. They're not going to be, they don't have jobs. They don't have jobs. This is Joe Biden. This is the Biden administration. This is the Charlie James Show at 106.3 WORD. More to come. Let's talk. Well, Joe Biden and Dr. Fauci have laid out their COVID plan. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It's exactly the same as Trump's. And hey, why not? I mean, he plagiarizes everything else, right? Absolutely. All right. Give us a call on the Ingalls Market Talk Line, 800-347-1063. The Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. I'd like to have a chat with you this evening. Hope everything's going well for you. Let's see what we got here. Taking a look at some things going on. Want to remind you, this is just a crazy story coming out of Gaffney. And we had a pretty good conversation about that earlier. This guy was working on a house in Gaffney, and I guess he fell through the floor, and he went in there was a well. And I've had homes with wells. We've never had them in the house. And I know they're called a cistern. We've got some of those I've seen some of those in Charleston. But I've never seen one in a home. Just kind of amazing to me that there's still, I guess this is an old cistern or well that was in this house. The guy's okay. He's got a great story to tell, but just a weird story to me because, I mean, I just never heard of that before. Let's go to Esther in Powdersville and see what's on her mind. Esther, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I have a question I want to ask you, but first of all, I want to let you know that we have an 8-year-old collie.
Oh.
Named Riley. And we love
Riley.
Him to death, too. He is a wonderful, wonderful pet, and he is a rascal also.
Oh, they are kind of hard-headed, aren't they?
Yeah, they can be.
They can be. So let me ask, how do you deal with all the fur? How do you deal with the shedding?
We shave him every summer.
Oh, is that right?
We
I bet
do.
He looks we, funny.
He does. He looks like a giant Jack Russell Terrier. He's our fourth collie, by the way.
Oh, okay.
But the other collie, the second one we had would get so matted up. and they don't like to be brushed.
Yeah.
I never had. But, and the vet said, get him shaved. And ever since then, every collar we've had, every June, we get them shaved. And by October, late October, they're full coat.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate that advice. We have to bribe ours with peanut butter to let us brush him. So what's on your mind, Esther?
You know how these cable networks, they all pound in a key word on every show. Insurrection, you know, or a key phrase. Who do you think is giving them the directive as to this is the key word of the day?
Oh, it's coming in from it's coming in from the DNC. The Democrats are giving them those talking points.
Well, they have a network communication like nobody's business. And that's what we need. We need a key word or a key phrase of the day just like they do and pound it over and over and over. Just give it right back to them.
I agree. I love it. I think that's great. And that's one thing that I believe the folks on the right are a little lacking in, and that's the effective use of technology, the effective use of social media, videos, memes and things like that. But I agree with you, Esther. I appreciate you calling in. Thank you. Never Trumpers out there, how are you, sir?
Charlie, I'm doing great, and I hope you're doing great, too. Hey, you were probably working when Fauci was talking on the line, and it was kind of surprising. The reporters were kind of, you know, egging him on, asking him about Trump and how he did and how he handled it. And I mean, Fauci started off and he was pretty good, pretty much supporting Trump in many of the things that he put in place. And then they asked him about how he felt, because he hadn't been talking in months, and something snapped and Fauci threw Trump under the bus. He was talking about hydroxychloroquine. He's talking about, who do you believe, me or Trump? And it was really kind of a big venting, and I thought it was interesting. And if you listen to CNN or some of the other mainstream media, they're going to probably have a lot of snippets of Fauci tearing up Trump.
Oh, I'm sure they will, because you know they're all about feelings. They're all about feelings. How do you feel? I know, but I mean, why do you even ask a doctor how you feel? How do you feel about this? Why don't you just ask them what the facts are? I could care less about your feelings.
Normally doctors ask you about your feelings. And they have done that through polls, and people do tend to believe Fauci more than Trump. So it was a fair question.
That's because and I appreciate you calling in, Never Trump, but here's the thing. Fauci's been wrong about this thing from the get-go. Every turn, Fauci has been wrong. He told us, do not wear a mask. Masks don't work. Masks are just symbolic. There is no way that the mask that you buy at the store is going to block the virus. It's just a sign of respect. Remember, he said all that. He said, if you want to go on a cruise, go on a cruise. If you're sitting around the table, you've got nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. And then all of a sudden, all of that changed. And everybody was like, well, you know, things can change, and that's what science is, and science changes throughout. But yet the one person who could not change, the one person who would never be excused for changing his mind about anything, was Donald Trump. You've got the Assistant Secretary for Health and Human Services, and I forget their name, but she was the one that said, I think she was in Philadelphia? Where she was saying, we need to take all of the coronavirus patients and put them in nursing homes. That way we can keep track of them. And what does she do? She takes her mom out of the nursing home to protect her and says, you know, I was worried about her. Well, everybody else is worried about their Nana too. Everybody else, it's always good for them, but you can't do it. Joe Biden walking around the Lincoln Memorial last night without a mask, minutes basically, after he had signed an executive order saying everyone had to wear a mask on federal property. And how does he lead by example, ladies and gentlemen? He doesn't. He leads by privilege. He leads by privilege. You've got to wear a mask if you go to the Lincoln Memorial. You've got to wear a mask if you're on federal property, but he's Joe Biden. He doesn't have to. The same with Nancy Pelosi and her hair appointment at the salon. The same with Lori Lightfoot. The same with the Cuomos. The same with the governor of California, Gavin Newsom. The same with all of these people. It's good enough for you, but not them, because they are better than you. Remember that. This is what we have an administration of. They are better than you. Not only are they better than you, ladies and gentlemen, illegal immigrants are better than you. And all you African Americans out there that are listening in, get ready. Because they've already got your vote. They've already got your vote. Now they got to get those illegal immigrant votes that they're 11 million, 20 million of them, that they're going to give amnesty to. Now they got to get their votes. So therefore, you don't matter anymore. You don't matter. Their votes matter. Just remember that. Remember I said that on January 21st of 2020. Document it. And we'll see you right back here tomorrow, 3 o'clock, 3 to 7. Mark Levin coming up next. Y'all get out there and have yourself one wonderful evening. I'm going to go have something to eat and watch a little Family Guy. God bless. Buckle up. Bye, y'all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.